This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado restaurants say supply chain problems, staffing shortages, and inflation are making it more expensive to do business. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
According to a new survey from the Colorado Restaurant Association, labor costs are rising more than any other costs for the state's eateries. Roughly a third of restaurants are increasing wages as much as 30%. And just over 10% say employee pay has gone up as much as 40%. And a third say they've added new benefits to their compensation plans. The survey polled 174 restaurants during the last 2 weeks of January. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Pandemic numbers in Colorado are still high but steadily improving. The rate of positive tests is down to about 12%, the lowest since Christmas as the Omicron wave was taking off. University of Colorado epidemiologist May Chu would like to see that number fall even more.
I would say between 3 and 5%. I usually say 3%. I think it's better. 5% or lower is manageable in our hospitals.
COVID hospitalizations in the state fell to 979. That's the first time below 1,000 since late last year. The hospital staffing crunch and bed capacity in intensive care units are also improving. Hundreds of people demonstrated Monday in Mesa County. They're concerned about moves by a new conservative majority on their school board. Those board members have already eliminated mask requirements at schools, and they're reviewing the contracts of the district's incoming superintendent and its director for equity and inclusion. Teachers and students in Douglas County protested yesterday after conservative board members fired their superintendent. Vail is considering new rules to protect the mountain town against wildfire. The town's fire chief wants to require homes and businesses to be surrounded by at least 5 feet of cleared space to prevent fire from spreading from one building to another. That kind of spread is one thing that made the Marshall Fire in December so destructive. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.